March 17th marked the first 100 days in office for Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth. We talked with him yesterday afternoon on a number of issues, including about the COVID test kits provided from the Hawaii Health Department that were being used for testing visitors at the airport. The Department of Health declined to continue providing them, saying the county had to reimburse the state for additional supplies.
What we did is we were going to take kits from them to use in our airport testing. They said that we couldn't use it for our airport testing or, you know, in the community where we had a contract. And so we gave them back to the Department of Health.
The county doesn't have the money to reimburse them for all those tests, right?
Correct.
And so just doing less testing than overall?
No, we're still doing the same amount of testing. You know, one of the things that we've been very fortunate with here on the Big Island is we had some philanthropists that have been paying for the airport testing and a lot of the community testing as well. And so it hasn't come out of the taxpayers' pocket at all.
Well, that's great news.
Right. And I think that was, you know, one of the things that happened. Now, moving forward in April, looks like we'll be on the hook again for paying for the airport testing, and then the state is going to be, I understand, giving us some test kits, and we may have to work with a private vendor as well. But we're still going to see how it's all going to roll out.
The number of cases, though, seems to be in check, right? I mean, you've got a pretty low positivity rate.
Yeah, I think, you know, Hawaii Island has been very fortunate. I think certainly in the country we're one of the safest places, and certainly in the state we're one of the safest places. You know, having that airport testing has really been a godsend for us.
What's your feeling on the safe travels and you know, the inner island travel?
We think that safe travels has been working. But moving forward, as you know, we see the numbers decline as we look at our metrics, it's very possible to open up the state between islands. But you know, we're going to continue to watch some of the metrics. And for me, some of the bigger metrics are, you know, how many cases we're having, how many people we have in our hospitals. I think today we have one person in the hospital, which is an amazing number, and we have zero people in our ICU. So as long as we can continue on that course, you know, we can open things up a little bit more, possibly inner island. But we also have to be cognizant of what's happening throughout the country and throughout the world. You know, right now we're seeing large numbers in other places, and, you know, the numbers are starting to climb. They've climbed a little bit in Hawaii, but we still feel we're at a safe level right now.
And how are you folks doing with visitors during spring break?
My understanding, we got a briefing from John DeFries from the Hawaii Tourism Authority today. And I believe our hotels are about 47-48% filled right now. So not anywhere where we were in 2018-19 or before, but I think our island is faring pretty well compared to the other islands. I think we have more people in our hotels or more occupancy than the other islands at this time.
And a number of your hotel workers were able to get vaccinated. That's a big relief, I think, to the workers and management.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we're seeing our vaccinations, the job that the Department of Health and our Hilo Hospital and the Kona Hospital and everybody's doing, we're getting the vaccinations out, and they're doing a great job.
There's talk about a vaccine card or a vaccine passport. What are your thoughts on that?
I like the idea of a vaccination passport. I know that the governor is looking to see if there's more data that they can get, and, you know, we'll wait to see that, and, you know, that's the decision. I think we'll be fine with it.
And then you've just recently held a sustainability conference.
You know, one of my campaign promises to get it done within 100 days, and I think we finished on day 88.
And so what was the takeaway?
We had over 2,300 people sign up, and it was online. We have it on Naleo TV, and I believe that we've had over 4,000 people who viewed it. I think the big takeaways is that our community is ready to start, you know, being a little bit more sustainable. And, you know, for me, sustainability means the ability to keep our kids here and allow them to raise their children here. So a lot of that has to do with jobs, with, you know, our environment, with our food, with our energy, you know, with sustainable tourism. So I thought it was a great summit. I get credit, but it was really my team, my staff and the team that put it on that did an amazing job. Started off as a local kind of sustainability summit and became a world-class event with prime ministers from Curacao, the governor from Guam. It was really quite impressive, and to hear the voices of our community was just awe-inspiring.
You know, I was just recently talking with folks over at the Natural Energy Lab, and I know they just came out with an announcement about some new project with Korea, I think a $2 million grant, having to do with AI, artificial intelligence, and solar panels. And the last story we did with Nelha is that there was some company that was using solar heat to manufacture plastic tanks to be used for water catchment systems or septic tanks, you know, as people move off of cesspools, which I thought was a great idea because, you know, if these things are manufactured right there on the Big Island, and the Big Island, I think, has a lot of cesspools that they're trying to convert. What are your thoughts on that?
All of that stuff is great. It brings us jobs and, you know, as far as converting our plastics into septic tanks, I think that's, you know, it's an amazing idea. I saw some presentations on that. But, you know, you mentioned something else about AI being an artificial intelligence. One of our keynote speakers, actually John DeFries, who I mentioned earlier, talked about AI, and he framed it in the aloha intelligence. And the ability to, you know, share our aloha with the rest of the world, become a classroom for the rest of the world on how to do things right. And I think we really have that opportunity here on Hawaii, whether we're, you know, talking about, you know, septic tanks or bigger ideas, we can really be the classroom for the rest of the world here.
Well, you know, you do have the telescopes there on Mauna Kea, and I know that's an issue that still needs to be worked out with the community. You know, there's discussions about new management groups taking over. I don't know. Where do you sit on that? And you know, what's the latest?
You know, there's still a lot of conversations that are being had. And I think really we as a county, the state as a state, needs to have those conversations with our community. I think one of the things that we learned, you know, from the sustainability summit is how important it really is to give the community a voice and, you know, to be heard. I personally support, you know, the idea of the telescopes on our island and astronomy in that. You know, for me, as I look at sustainability, I think about the ability to keep our kids here. And the telescopes and the STEM industries, as you talk about the other things that Nelha is doing, those are really the future for our kids. You know, rather than just looking at tourism, which is going to be there, I think we have to diversify and think about other kinds of things. And so the telescopes, I think, are important, but I think we have to have some real hard discussions and, you know, take responsibility for things that went wrong in the past.
Well, you know, last year we did talk to two of the Nobel Prize winners, right, that it ties to the Big Island, Jennifer Doudna from Hilo, Hilo High, I think, and I think she went to St. Joseph's, and then Andrea Goetz, who's doing all the work on the telescope there, at Waimea. I mean, just remarkable role models for our young people.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's another thing that astronomy gives to us. We, you know, we have a STEM program. We have a bunch of STEM programs, but I was involved with a STEM program where we had a lot of mentors, and one of our mentors was Doug Simons of Canada-France Telescope. And, you know, thinking that having a person like Doug Simons mentoring your kid in astronomy is kind of like having Tiger Woods mentor your kid in golf. It, you know, that doesn't happen in a lot of places. And we have to take a look at those opportunities that we have and capitalize on those things. And the mountain gives us some of those great opportunities.
Yeah, STEM, that's a key part of our future, I think. You know, when we see what Jennifer Doudna did with gene editing and just amazing what can come out of the Big Island.
Oh, yeah. We were very fortunate to live here, and we have some great resources. You know, I just really feel blessed to have the amazing team that I have. We made a bunch of promises, and I think we came through on pretty much all of our 100-day promises that we've made. We're making terrific strides in changing our permitting process. Like I said, we had the sustainability summit. And, you know, I just see a lot of really positive changes happening here on the Big Island. I'm blessed to have my team, and I'm blessed to live in a community that cares as much as they do. And, you know, whether it's taking care of each other by wearing their masks, socially distancing, and, you know, getting vaccinated, or it's, you know, playing a role in making changes for the future for our Keiki. I just feel incredibly blessed to be in this position representing an amazing group of people on the Big Island.
And then is there anything on the vaccine front that you want to share?
Like I said earlier, the Department of Health, Hilo Hospital, they've been doing a great job. We've been working together with them. We're, I believe, sitting at 22% of our population. Of course, if we had more vaccines, you know, where everybody in the state is sitting, if they had more vaccines, it would be nice. But for what we've got, the Department of Health, Hilo Hospital, our other volunteers, they've been doing a great job of getting the vaccinations out. I got mine last week. You know, I feel that it's my kuleana. It's just as it should be everybody's kuleana to make sure that they get vaccinated, because the sooner we get you know, to herd immunity, the sooner we can get to back to somewhat of a normal.
Yeah, and I did see that the Yukio Kutsu home is starting to get new patients in, so that's certainly a relief from, you know, what we saw early on in the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, Hawaii Island, we've been really blessed. We've, like I said, our hospital numbers have been really low. Our deaths, you know, we haven't had any deaths, I believe, in maybe 12 weeks now, 11, 12 weeks. Don't want to jinx anything, but there's a lot of people that are doing a lot of things right now, and a lot of that is the community that's really taking responsibility and doing what they need to do to step up and, you know, keep our community safe and healthy.
That was Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth talking to us from the Big Island about his first 100 days in office.